The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
7:40 on this Thursday morning. Joining us right now is the Fort Gratiot Township Clerk, Bob Buechler. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Seems like every time that we talk, we're talking about an election, but we have a lot of them here in Michigan.
Yes, it's our monthly election chat.
I guess so. Next one is coming up May
7th.
And so that's, gosh, right around the corner, isn't
it? That's right. Yeah. So several municipalities in St. Clair County have a special election May 7th, including Fort Gratiot. Two things on the ballot this election. The first is the Blue Water Area Transit millage renewal, and the second is the Port Huron Area School District is asking for a $1 million millage for their sinking fund, and that goes towards like building improvements and things like that. Absentee ballots are out for that election. Fort Gratiot is going to be doing the 9 days of early voting again this election, just to keep everything consistent for the voters. So that starts April 27th through May 5th. Polls are open from 8:30 to 4:30, and that's at the Fort Gratiot Municipal Center in the big Gardendale Conference Room.
And that includes weekends too, right?
Correct, yeah. So the 27th is a Saturday, and that runs through that next Sunday.
I mean, there's no reason to not vote anymore. I mean, we've always had absentee ballots. Now there's no reason absentee ballots, and now there's early voting. I mean, it couldn't be much more convenient, could it?
That's correct, yeah. Between the ballot proposals in 2018 and then Proposal 2 in 2022 with early voting, lots of convenient options for voters to get out there and vote.
I've asked you before, but I'll ask you again. How have these changes been going at the township level in Fort Gratiot?
Really well, actually. Obviously, the turnout for early voting in February was predictably low. Presidential primaries are a low turnout election, and it was the first time it was available. So we're still working on the voter education part of it. But I think once people understand it's an option, especially for the busier elections in August and November, Fort Gratiot and I believe precincts around, you know, the county will get lines throughout the day. So early voting, there are no lines at this point.
And pretty good that these are, you know, lower volume elections, so to speak, you know, the March one and then this one coming up. I mean, obviously two important issues, not to minimize the importance, but it's really just the two things on the ballot. August is going to be a big one, isn't it?
It is, yes. So that's the state primary. Fort Gratiot's actually going to have a millage renewal request on there. Our police protection millage is up this year, so we're asking to renew that in August as well.
All right, very good. And then, of course, November, you're already making plans for that because that's going to be the big, big one. The Fort Gratiot Township Board met last night, and the Township Supervisor made an announcement last night.
He did. A bit of a surprise announcement. Rob Crawford is not seeking re-election for Supervisor this year. So that race is wide open now. As of now, we've got two people have filed paperwork to run, Tom Schlitz and Rob Montgomery, both former trustees. Filing deadline for candidates to get on the August primary ballot is next Thursday at 4:00. If you have any questions about that, give me a call. I've got packets for candidates in my office. So the elected positions that are up for election this year are the board. So the four trustees, supervisor, clerk, treasurer, and then our Parks Commission is a 5-member board that's elected every 4 years as well.
And how does that work? If you want to run for any of those positions, do you have to go out and get petition signatures?
So you can get signatures. That's the number of signatures you need is based on population. For Fort Gratiot, I think you need to get 20 signatures of registered voters in the township. The other option is to just pay a $100 filing fee, and then you don't need to get the signatures. There's a it's called an affidavit of identity, basically the paperwork you file declaring that you want to run for office. and then you need to file a campaign finance statement, and that actually goes to the county clerk. But the packets I have together have instructions for all of that, and I can help anybody with any questions.
Anything else going on in the township? I see it looks like work has started on the Chick-fil-A location.
Looks like, yeah. They broke ground a couple weeks ago, so hopefully we get that constructed sooner rather than later. I think maybe we're out of the woods and winter is finally past us now. So
I think so.
Yeah, construction season's going to ramp right up.
Yeah, be a busy, busy season, won't it?
Definitely.
All right. Always appreciate you coming in. Thanks, Bob.
Have a good one.
You as well. Bob Buechler, the township clerk in Fort Gratiot Township. Let's take a look at weather real quick.